Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this half hour of Motown Memories, we'll be hearing from the Miracles, the Supremes, the Four Tops, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell, the Marvelettes, and Earl Van Dyke. The second half hour will feature the music of the Four Tops from the 60s and 70s, all coming up right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Lumbly, 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 lum This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Another day, another night, I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely.
Baby, I need your loving, got to have all your loving. Baby, I need your loving, got to have all your loving.
Some say it's a sign of for a man to beg, then we, I'd rather be, if it means having you to keep, 'cause lately I've been losing sleep. You see me smile, and you know things have gotten worse. Any smile you might see has all been rehearsed. Darling, I can't go on without you. This emptiness won't let me live without you. This loneliness inside, darling, makes me feel half alive.
Well, that was the Four Tops with Baby, I Need Your Loving. That reached number 11 from 1964. And before that, the Supremes sang Love Is Like an Itching in My Heart, number 9 from 1966. And we start off with the Miracles, number 8, Mickey's Monkey from 1963. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And coming up, a great song by Stevie Wonder. Well, with the success of Fingertips, his first number one song at the tender age of 12 in 1963, Stevie became an integral part of the Motown family. And family it was for the boy who was just becoming a teenager. Everyone over 11 was a parent, he recalled. Producer Clarence Paul loved me like my own son. Esther Edwards, Berry Gordy's sister, all the musicians and artists watch over me. Well, Wanda of the Marvelettes would always tell me when she thought I was eating too much candy. I wish kids today could have that same kind of caring expression shown by them. And now Stevie Wonder right here on Motown Memories.
Everything is all right. Upside, out of sight. Baby, everything said there's never been a surely be out, and that would be all right. Oh, yes, it would.
That was If I Could Build My Whole World Around You. That was Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. That reached number 10 from 1967. And before that, Stevie Wonder, Purple Raindrops. That song did not chart, but was recorded and released in 1965. And before that, a song that did chart, reached number 3 from 1965, Uptight, Everything's All Right by Stevie Wonder. You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and coming up, a number one song by the Four Tops. Well, the Four Tops performed and recorded together for more than 40 years without any change in their original lineup, a feat that has not been duplicated by any other group. No other group with a number one single, even, can even make that same boast. Well, their first chart topper, which you will hear in a moment, I Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch, was written by Eddie Holland, Lamont Dozier, and Brian Holland while that trio was in the middle of an unprecedented hot streak with the Supremes, and was the first Motown single to succeed another Motown 45 at number one. The song that preceded them was Back in My Arms Again by the Supremes. And now here is a great song by the Four Tops, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. Well, that was Earl Van Dyke, He was the owner and the master of a group called the Funk Brothers. Well, the Funk Brothers were the musical group that did all the Motown songs from 1959 through 1971 when they moved to the Motown label. And that was called All Day, All Night, and it was recorded and released in 1965. It did not chart. Well, before that, we heard from the Marvelettes, Don't Mess With Bill, number 7 from 1965. And before that, a number 1 from 1965, The Four Tops with I Can't Help Myself. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and that brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. Coming up the next half hour, The Four Tops from the late 1960s and early 1970s. If you have any requests or comments, please email me. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Coming up, The Four Tops.